Listener Rachel contacted us Saturday about a problem with Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. The program began with a repeat of the previous week's show. WHQR, along with a number of other stations, were caught unawares by this error, which originated somewhere in the network and was impossible to fix in progress. It was quickly corrected, and the remaining two-thirds of the show, as well as the Sunday repeat, went on as scheduled. Thank you, Rachel. Ann Park wrote on Wednesday, "This morning I heard a poem on your station before the 9 a.m. news entitled Song for a Daughter or similar. I've tried to find the reference to it on your site without success and would appreciate your help in directing me to where I can get the words to the poem and its author." The segment Ann heard was Garrison Keillor's Writer's Almanac, heard every weekday at 8:55 a.m. I referred her to the segment's website. The poem was indeed called Song for a Daughter by Ursula Le Guin. Listener Patricia Elizabeth wrote, "I was finally getting around to sending my pledge when I inadvertently left NPR on, and the news came on. I was quite disturbed, so I made it a plan to listen to the news on NPR a few more times. I listened to the station for the following reasons. A. Public radio. B. Jazz at 1 p.m. C. Click and Clack and Wait Wait. D. Science Friday. Since this is publicly funded, and also I know there are some federal grants, I did not expect biased reporting. I'm a registered independent and vote according to research regarding what is best, in my opinion, for the country, me, and my state of residence. I must state that biased reporting will cancel all further donations to NPR. I'm so sorry to say this, but someone sometime must stand up for reporting which is reporting, unbiased, educated, and substantiating facts first." Listener Tristan Meredes in the province of Cordoba, Argentina writes, "Thank you for the great programming. I'm a bit of an NPR addict and have gotten hooked on WHQR since moving to Wilmington at the end of April. I'm really enjoying listening online these days since I'm a few thousand miles in central Argentina. Having access to good music plus local news and commentary makes a lot of difference." As we get ready for the fall Partnership Challenge Fund Drive beginning next week, we're hearing from a number of people making early bird pledges to win a trip to Bald Head Island or an iPad later on. Here's a sample of some of their comments. Ruth Brown wrote, "Your programming is wonderful and I enjoy it all." Gene Price and Lou Crisculo wrote, "We love jazz, also Jamila, Bob Workman, Cleve, All Things Considered, Wait Wait, Car Talk, and the classics." Melissa Manley of Wilmington wrote, "Bring back Thistle and Shamrock. Car Talk sucks." Martha and Gus Bachman wrote, "We love Sunday Baroque. Thanks to announcers Jamila Erickson and Bob Workman for the intelligent explanation of classical works." And Julie and Steve Martin wrote, "We love your local news coverage. Thanks for getting out there." The last word goes to Donna Giles of Shallotte. "I'm finally going to write and express something that I experience almost every day, Monday through Friday, during the 1 to 2 p.m. hour. Joy, amazement, and gratitude for the wonderful choice of music played by the incomparable George Scheibner. His selections typically display such a deep musical intelligence and knowledge, and sometimes a sly sense of humor, too. The juxtaposition of certain pieces makes me laugh with delight and appreciation. More than feeling entertained, I usually learn something, too. So a big thank you to George and to the station that brings all this to me." One more thing. The listener feedback that Cleve Callison shares with us sometimes puzzles and frustrates me. For example, those people who gripe about Diane Rehm's voice and how they will never contribute to the station again. Not only do I fail to understand how this intelligent woman's mild disability is so bothersome, but I don't understand letting something that small put you in a rage against a station that offers so much to so many, greatly enriching our community life. That's my two cents. Thanks again for all the great work done by the hardworking, dedicated WHQR staff. Thank you, Donna Giles. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us feedback in an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.